Good morning. I'm going to ask you a question this morning, which you can answer within yourself. And that is, are you alive or are you dead? I know it sounds like a pretty obvious question with an obvious answer, but consider this. God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. Thus saith Christ. God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And so it is important to determine, to discern whether or not you are of the dead or of the living. And now, how do we do that? Well, if you do not have the conscious living awareness of God, if you do not have the conscious awareness of identity, of your spiritual being, then you are of the dead. Not being aware of God, you are dead. Buried in the tomb. Oh yes, you may be walking around and holding down a job and responsible for a family. Maybe even an active member of your community. But if you are missing this one ingredient, the awareness of spirit, then you are dead. And God is not a God of the dead. We are told that the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. Therefore, the natural man is dead. Yet, Christ says unto us, the hour is coming, and now is, when all they that are in the graves will hear my voice. And what is this dead natural man? He is the one, or she is the one, that gets up in the morning, gets themselves ready for work, or makes a list of things to do around the house, and does them. Maybe watches a little TV, or goes for a walk, does some grocery shopping, Perhaps they watch the news and have a certain amount of care and concern for things that are happening in the world. Perhaps some of the recent events at some of the universities or maybe in foreign countries. There's a natural concern for the welfare of other people. And this person may have a good life. Perhaps there's a little savings set aside for later on. Maybe working on paying off a mortgage. Perhaps concentrating on raising two or three children. Or looking with great joy upon their grandchildren. Wondering what this one will be when they grow up, and amused at the independence that this one is showing forth. This is the natural man, the natural woman. This man, this woman, is dead and cannot receive the things of God because God is not a God of the dead. God is a God of the living. And what is wrong with this natural man? Why, this looks like a good citizen, a good parent, perhaps even a good church member, and I mean that sincerely. They may participate in some of the social clubs, like the Lions Club, or the Elks, or the Moose, or whatever the fellowship is. And so they may be out in the community doing good for, or doing good works for humanity. How can we possibly say that this one is dead? God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And so, we have to ask ourselves, what then is the living? And here is where we must be honest with ourselves. Are we dead or are we living? Well, what is the living? My sheep hear my voice. The living have a conscious awareness of the presence of God. The living have a new faculty. The living are a new creature in Christ, because the living have the conscious feeling, the conscious sensing or knowing the presence of Christ within them. The living can discern infinite Christ consciousness as it moves within them, as well as without. The living have that inner faculty, that ability to hear my, capital M, my voice. The living can hear my voice in the written word. They can hear it when it is spoken through another. They can hear my voice within. And so the living have a new type of hearing. One that can hear these strange tongues. The living have a new type of sight. One that can pierce the sense perceptions and see behind them into the Christ presence standing in the midst. The living actually feel my presence. The living touch that Christ consciousness. There is a point of contact with Him. And they actually feel that Christ presence. And the living can smell and taste Christ. The living can, well, there is a new faculty that resonates, that vibrates, that quickens when I am near, whether in the spoken word or the written word or in the silence. The living can feel the movement of my spirit. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The dead cannot comprehend what we are talking about. But you who are of the living, I know you hear my voice. And you comprehend the light in the midst of you. And to every one that received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, which were born not of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. The living are born immaculately. The living are born by the will of God. And if you are of the living, and you know if you are now, you have been born with these new faculties by the will of the Father. You have been immaculately conceived in the womb of your very own consciousness. And your Father, your only Father, is God. If you are the living, it is a daily occurrence for you to witness Christ on earth. If you are of the living, you daily witness miracles, that which the natural man, the dead man, cannot even see. Oh, he sees something happening, and his reasoning and intellect cannot quite understand it, so he calls it a coincidence. Oh, these things happen, say the intellectual medical profession. Yes, once in a while there's an anomaly. We cannot quite explain it, but these things happen. They're documented. But the living, those with eyes to see and ears to hear, new eyes and new ears, behold Christ in action daily. The living cannot explain this to the dead. Yet the living can see and hear. The living are a new breed of humanity. Across this planet, throughout this world, the living are being born every day. There are two standing in a field, side by side. One is removed, and the other remains. One is lifted up into a new state of consciousness, a new way of being. New eyes, new ears, a new sense of touch and smell and taste. New tongues. The living are given a new name. They are given a stone upon which is written a new name, and no one knows saving he that receiveth it. And if you are of the living, you have received this new name, and you know it. And it is whispered in your inner being. Sometimes when you sit down and become still, you hear that name whispered within you. Other times, as you are about the Father's business, doing that which He has given you to do, it is whispered in your ear, and you hear it at the noon hour. Yes, the living live in an entirely new universe, side by side, right here with the old humanity. Daily, we make contact with the dead ones. Yet we know within ourselves, with no sense of pride, but only with a sense of gratitude, that we are among the living. God is not a God of the dead, and therefore those that are dead to God experience all the tragedies, the loneliness, the catastrophes that come to someone living in deadness. But those of us who are alive and of the living, we come out and are separate, and these things do not come nigh our dwelling place. And if they do knock at our door, the living have the ability to see through them to the underlying Christ, the underlying reality. And so they pass over our house, our consciousness. And the living understand the real meaning of the Passover, because the living live it. And these plagues pass over our consciousness. They do not enter. They do not find lodgment. The living have entered the promised land, the new dimension. The living see things that the dead cannot see. The living know that they are entertaining angels unawares. Only the living are aware. The living know when someone is opening their mouth and it is my voice coming through. And they know when it is a poor imitation or a repetition of words. Because the living have the capacity to discern. They discern the Christ wherever the Christ is appearing. The living have entered a new state, a state in which Jesus said we would no longer be considered servants, but friends. The living have entered a state where they are walking in the conscious awareness of the living Christ, as is Jesus. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of my Father. And so the new humanity, the living, are the brothers, the sisters of Christ Jesus. The living no longer worship Jesus. The hour is coming, and now is, when you shall no longer worship any man. God is a spirit, and the living know this, because they experience that spirit, and that spirit is worshipped in spirit. God is not a God of the dead. God is a God of the living. Which are you? Are you the dead? Are you unconscious of any of these things? Or are you the living? Do you have, honestly, not the understanding, but the conscious awareness of the living Christ living you, living in the midst of you? This you must determine for yourself. And what should you do if you discover you're dead? Well, the path has been laid out. We have been told by the living one itself, I am the way. I am the door. And so there is an actual living doorway between this world and my kingdom. There is a door. And the living have opened that door. And the living keep that door open. And so if you discover you are of the dead, you must find that door within you. There is no door out here. The door is within, and I stand at the door. Your job is to open unto me, and I will lift you out of the graves. When you hear my voice, you shall be lifted out of the grave. Right here. There's no other place that this can be done. In the eternal now of being, there is no future resurrection. You are resurrected out of the dead and into the living right now, right here within you. Therefore, we are told that we must practice meditation, which develops in us the ability to hear my voice. Yes, my voice. And in this way, we open that inner door, even as we open our inner ear. And then we hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of this hidden manna, which is on the other side of that door. And so the living, well, I live yet not I, Christ liveth in me. The living are becoming the living Christ on earth. Or, the living Christ on earth is revealing itself in the hearts and minds and souls of the living. This is an entirely new humanity, never been here before in such mass amounts. Yes, Christ has always been here in the invisible, but never before in the entire history of all that is has so many at one time had the conscious awareness of the living Christ. Something wonderful is happening. Something profound is happening. And if you are a part of the living, you are a part of it, a part of this wondrous thing that God has wrought. You are witnessing the New Jerusalem. You are witnessing a new heaven and a new earth. You are witnessing the old earth rolling up like a scroll. These are the things that we have been promised, and now we who are of the living are seeing them fulfilled in our lifetime. Oh yes, it always takes a little while because of this belief in time, for the inner realization to be demonstrated. But do not pay any attention to that belief in time. Because you know from your inner experiences that once the Christ has been touched within, it will manifest every time. And so those of us that are among the living and have made that inner contact, have ushered in a new humanity. And even now it is going forward, rushing forward to manifest. And it will overthrow the old government that has been on earth. Yet it will appear as if time is involved. Time is not involved. It is already a done deal. I have overcome the world within and without. And so we are ushering in this new world. The world is new when Christ has entered in. And those of us that are among the living, Christ has entered in, and the world will be new. We are seeing it. We are feeling it. And right now, perhaps most of it is behind the scenes. Yet we see it, we feel it, we know it. Like a little bell tinkling. We hear it and our attention's drawn there. Ah, yes, I can see more evidence of Christ appearing. And it is gathering strength. The living live in an entirely different universe than the dead. Standing side by side, living on the same street, in the same neighborhood, taking the same bus to work, driving the same roads, sitting on the same beach. The living have already experienced the rapture. And you, hearing my voice, that have had the experience of being lifted up into your everywhere self, you understand what the rapture is. Yes, all of these things are occurring right now to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And the new humanity, those that are living, are the ones that have those eyes and ears. They are called Christ eyes, Christ ears. The living are discovering that they have an everywhere body, an omnipresence about them. Sometimes they feel it. If they are fortunate, they have been lifted up into it and felt themselves as it and it as themselves. And so the living are discovering they have an infinite everywhere self with spiritual eyes and spiritual hearing. Which are you? Are you the walking dead? Or have you been lifted out of the grave and are you the living sons of God? Were you born of the flesh and blood, or were you born of the will of God? Which are you? Are you the old creature, the natural man? Or are you the new creature in Christ? Have you put off the dead self, the mortal? Are you taking the first baby steps in your own immortality? Are you of the dead, or are you of the living? Which are you? The living have discovered an inner hidden manna. They have overcome and they have found the hidden manna. And the living know that there is an invisible spiritual substance that appears as their needs fulfilled. They know this. They feel it within. They know that it was given to them before the foundation of the world and is a part of the glory they had with the Father before the belief in this world. And so the living have infinite supply. The dead have to struggle and strive and earn their living by the sweat of their brow. Constant struggling, digging up weeds that keep coming to choke out what they have. Thus the scripture, to him that hath an awareness of the hidden manna, it shall be given. To him that hath not, he that is dead shall be taken away even that which he has. The living have come to experience an omnipresent spirit. They have come to experience God as omnipresence. The living are never alone. Wherever they go, they find that omnipresence there. Loving. Loving companionship. Loving companions throughout the world, indeed throughout the universe, and even in other dimensions. The living experience these things. The dead are convinced that they end where their outer skin ends, and they often feel alone and frightened and lonely. The living have discovered that within them is the living I, and I am the light of the world. The living have discovered that God speaks its word, and the word becomes flesh and dwells among them as the living Christ manifest. The dead are living in the flesh of a human self, and that flesh is grass, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. The living have learned to hear spiritual tongues, and they understand that there is two types of flesh. There is the Word made flesh, which is the living Christ manifest or formed. And there is the flesh of human belief, which is illusion, which is grass. The living understand and see and sense and experience a new type of flesh. And in that flesh, behold, in my flesh I shall see God. The human have a false flesh, and it dies. The living have found the eternal life and light within that appears as flesh and dwells among us. The living know angels. The living have received eternal life, that which will never die. Yes, the living have been lifted up out of the graves of this world and are walking, even if only baby steps at first, the living are walking in the kingdom of heaven here and now. An entirely different universe. And now I say unto the dead, the living were once dead, just as you are now. But they were resurrected out of the grave by that inner Christ, by that inner God consciousness. Because the living grew weary and opened that inner door, the living became willing to sell all that they had to find this hidden treasure. And so the living have been resurrected right out of the grave in which you still exist, or in which you are still feeling buried. And I say unto you that the living, or I say unto the living as well, you who are living and know that you are, have come out of the grave. But this is only the resurrection. You must keep walking so that you may ascend up over any sense of humanhood. After the resurrection comes the ascension, and you must keep walking. You shall ascend. He that came down from heaven is he that ascends. But you know this. Your life now is hid with Christ in God. You no longer have a personal life. You are discovering that impersonal life, which is living you. And how do you know this? Because you have that experience that Paul had. Sometimes you are just walking or sitting and not even thinking on a so-called spiritual subject, and Christ moves through you and you feel it. Without any prompting, without any prayer, without any meditation, the Christ is now beginning to live you. Oh, it may not happen very often, but it will happen and happen more and more as you continue toward your ascension. Yes, these are the last days. We are in them. The last days has nothing to do with something out here. That's where the human mind always wants to place the scripture. But the scripture is an internal experience. And the last days are for those of us that are being resurrected side by side, right next to our brothers and sisters who do not even know that we have been lifted up above the earth. The last days are for those of us who are walking toward that goal of ascension up over any personal sense of self. The ascension is up over any personal sense of family. The ascension is up over any personal sense of supply. The ascension is up over any personal sense of companionship. The ascension is up over any personal sense of body. The ascension is up over any personal sense of mind. The ascension is up over any personal life into that eternal spiritual Christ identity. The living Christ. Living. My sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and they follow me. And now I have another word to say to you who are resurrected, who are walking toward the ascension. And that is this. God does not come to anyone for that one alone. But you know this. God comes so that God's light may shine on everyone. And so, in as much as ye are able, your job becomes the task of lifting up your brother, your sister, out of the grave. Your task becomes helping your brother, your sister, to be resurrected. And the way that we do this is not outwardly, by any means, but secretly, quietly, silently, knowing the truth that we know about ourselves, namely that the living Christ is living in the midst of us. Knowing this truth is also true about all those who are appearing dead. Lift up the Christ of them daily. Those who are to join us in this walk will awaken. Those who are to remain and are unwilling to awaken will be left behind, but only for a short, well, what appears to be a short time. Because when those of us have awakened, the majority of the consciousness on earth, we will have succeeded in transforming, well, in transforming this entire consciousness by the renewing of my spirit. And the new consciousness, the new Jerusalem, will be the conscious awareness of the infinite Spirit of God everywhere. And that will be the only consciousness anywhere on earth. That will be the new earth, the new heaven. And those that follow us will be born into this consciousness, already resurrected out of the graves. And truly, there shall be no death there ever again. Yes, there will still be some more walking to do, because they, like us, will need to discover the ascension. Yet what a glorious thing that we have been blessed with, to be a part of, to see that Christ consciousness working in and through us as one realization that awakens and transforms the entire world, the entire one consciousness. God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. Are you of the living? Are you of the dead? Which are you? Come out from among them. be a part of the living. Be a part of the conscious awareness that knows Christ has come. Christ has descended out of the heavens, and Christ reigns in all His glory. Oh, how fortunate we are in this age to be a part of this royal plan. To be so much a part of it that we are called friends of Jesus. That we are called brothers and sisters of Christ Jesus. You who are of the living, do not turn your back on your brother at any time. I don't care how steeped they appear to be in materialism. Remain ready and willing to lift up their true identity. This is our work. You were not resurrected out of the grave and given this conscious awareness of the living Christ for yourself alone. Lift them up. This is the Father's will, that we have love one for the other. Do not dwell in the conscious oneness with the Spirit of God and leave your brother outside. Or leave your sister outside. Also know a conscious oneness with the reality that is where this one appears to be. This is loving your brother and your sister as yourself, because this is loving yourself as your brother and sister. Yes, it is true, there will be one world government, and that government is the government of God, and the government shall be upon His shoulders. And it shall be called Wonderful, the Everlasting Peace, the New Humanity, the New Earth, the New Jerusalem, the New Heaven, and you shall have a new name. For behold, I, in your midst, shall make all things new. The world is new when Christ has entered in. You have become a new creature not the old one, patched up. A new creature born out of the husks of humanhood, lifted out of the grave, resurrected into your new identity as Christ, the living Christ in God. Yes, I in the midst of thee am truly mighty. I am able to take an entire universe and transform it into heaven in front of your very spiritual eyes. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. For the former things have passed away, and all things have become new. And you are spotless, white as snow, in the image and very likeness of your Father God. And there shall be no night there, no more crying. The lamb and the lion shall lie down together, and there shall be everlasting peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, but everlasting peace. You who are of the living, are now Christ on earth. Behold, I come quickly. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead, shall also quicken you and raise you from the dead. Yes, the place whereon you stand is truly holy ground. For behold, I, the living Christ, am come at last. Blessings to you who have awakened out of the dream and received the inheritance of the kingdom prepared for you before the world was. Hallelujah and Amen.